This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, February 24th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. And as you might guess, topic number 5 on our Friday 5 today is Russia and Ukraine. Today marks the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, what President Putin euphemistically refers to as the special military operation. This week, we saw China echo Russia's call for the United Nations to investigate the destruction of the Nord Stream gas pipelines between Russia and Germany. This described by China as a deliberate act by state actors, which is sort of a veiled way of saying we think the United States is behind it. China also pledged this week to join forces with like-minded partner Russia to defend their national interests. I think China knows, or at least has a strong suspicion, who or which state actors are behind the destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines. And this call before the UN Security Council is intended to bring this out into the light and embarrass the United States and the West. Media in the European Union, like here in the United States, for the most part, ignoring the bombshell report by investigative journalist Pulitzer Prize winning Seymour Hersh, identifying the United States with help from Norway as those state actors. Meanwhile, this week, Vice President Harris said the United States has formally determined, her words, that Russia has committed crimes against humanity. Now, what that means, especially coming from a lawyer, former prosecutor, formally determined, is yet unclear. We're not aware of any official military tribunal to make that determination, or how the United States and NATO will hold Russia and its leaders accountable for these actions. President Biden this week made a surprise visit to Kyiv, spending more than 5 hours with Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, in the capital, walking out amidst the sound of blaring air raid sirens, a photo op that made them look fearless and unafraid, although it was later revealed that those air raid sirens were for effect. They were not, in fact, in any danger as they were walking around the streets of Kyiv. Biden flew on to Warsaw, where he delivered a speech to rally America's NATO allies. The address was accompanied by pomp and ceremony, lights, music, children waving American and Ukrainian flags, Polish flags as well. But we noticed that the band that played just before President Biden was introduced played a piece that's very familiar, the march by John Philip Sousa called The Liberty Bell. You might know it as the theme from Monty Python's Flying Circus. Either the Polish band leader was unaware or has a sense of humor. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin suspended Moscow's participation in a nuclear arms reduction treaty with the United States during a speech on Tuesday where he accused the West of escalating the conflict in Ukraine. Putin vowed that Russia would continue to fight ahead of the first anniversary of the invasion, which again is today, Friday the 24th. Not coincidentally, the U.S. ambassador to Moscow was immediately summoned to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Sergei Lavrov, right after Putin's address, demanding that Ambassador Lynn Tracy tell the Biden administration to take concrete measures, among them to remove all U.S. and NATO forces from Ukraine, all military equipment from Ukraine, and in a stunning move, demanded detailed explanations for what happened to the Nord Stream pipeline. Topic number 4, Biden his time. Joe Biden's closest advisors have been spending months preparing for his reelection campaign, which, according to some, was supposed to be announced in February. February is almost gone. No announcement yet by the president. Now we are looking perhaps at April for such an announcement. Biden's indecision, which is notorious inside the Beltway, has resulted in an awkward deep freeze among prominent Democrats. Some potential candidates are waiting to see what he'll do before they announce. Among them, California Governor Gavin Newsom, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, Maryland Governor Phil Murphy. They may declare, but they want to see what Biden's going to do first, because nobody wants to be the one to jump out and say Biden shouldn't run. And meanwhile, Democrats are panicking that Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has released all 41,000 hours of video shot during the January 6th riot. Last year, 2021, actually, at the U.S. Capitol, released it to Tucker Carlson of Fox News, because this may destroy the narrative that they've been trying to create to prevent Donald Trump from running as the Republican nominee in 2024. According to Newsweek, Democrat lawmakers are upset that the footage wasn't made available to all news networks, to which we reply, you had 2 years. What took you so long? Topic number 3, East Palestine, the site of that dangerous toxic chemical spill, due to a train derailment on February 3rd, the wastewater from the used to help put out the fire on those train cars is now headed to a company near Houston, Texas, called Texas Molecular. They have a process for injecting the hazardous waste deep underground for disposal. This comes on the heels of a statement by EPA officials in Ohio that the chemicals used to put out the fire may have seeped into the Ohio River, forming into a plume of chemicals moving downstream. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg finally visited the derailment site on Thursday. He's warned Norfolk Southern, the railroad responsible for the derailment, to fulfill its promises to clean up the mess. Buttigieg has been criticized for taking so long to get to the site. It was, after all, 20 days later, and only then, after former President Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani visited East Palestine. Topic number two, no digital dollars for you. If U.S. Congressman Tom Emmer has his way, a Republican from Minnesota has introduced a bill into Congress that would prohibit the Federal Reserve Bank from issuing a CBDC, a central bank digital currency. This is a good move. The bill's entitled the CBDC Anti-Surveillance State Act. The Anti-Surveillance State Act. It says, quote, except as specifically authorized under this act, a Federal Reserve Bank may not offer products or services directly to an individual or maintain an account on behalf of an individual or issue a central bank digital currency directly to an individual, end quote. Now, why would Emmer propose such a bill? Because if the Federal Reserve Bank, which is sort of a quasi-governmental agency, it's not owned by the federal government of the United States. It is owned by private investors, but it's under the control and chartered by the federal government. If it starts handling individual accounts on behalf of you and me, anything we do will be known to the federal government. And a central bank digital currency ramps that up to, turns that up to 11, because every transaction then would be known by the federal government. And furthermore, a CBDC, a central bank digital currency, could be programmed to prevent its use on certain unauthorized products or services. Oh, you want to donate to this ministry? Sorry, they've been classified as a hate group. You can't have that. You can't do that. I'm sorry, Mr. Gilbert, your cholesterol levels are too high. You cannot purchase this carton of ice cream, and so on, and so on, and so on. Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona, a Republican as well, reiterated this point, explaining that unelected bureaucrats are driving us to an authoritarian state. This can't happen, end quote. Prophetically speaking, we know that day is coming, but let your congressman know to support the bill by Representative Emmer, the CBDC Anti-Surveillance State Act. We do not want a central bank digital currency. That's what the mark of the beast will look like someday. Now, coming up, Skywatch TV says goodbye to a good friend, Dr. Michael Heiser. That's next on 5 and 10.
Millions of Americans are being terrorized at night or even taken against their will without warning and without mercy. Who or what is behind this malevolent activity? Skywatch TV has teamed up with Dr. L.A. Marzulli and Vicki Anderson, renowned experts in the fields of ufology and demonology, to help answer these very difficult questions in the UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer. This incredible offer includes the brand new documentary on DVD, The Coming UFO Invasion, exposing the dragon's dark secrets. In this groundbreaking film, legendary researcher and reporter Dr. L.A. Marzulli rips the cover off the terrifying secrets of alien abduction and UFO visitation in never-before-seen interviews with actual victims of these seemingly unstoppable phenomenons.
It happens again and again, and you feel it, and you're there, and you remember it.
These beings, if you want to call them that, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old. And it continued up to about, I was 15.
I found out I was 3 months pregnant. And at first there was a heartbeat. They just said, this is the womb, but there's nothing there.
What or who is entering the homes of these victims, removing them, and once removed, what is being done to them, and for what purpose? Is it demonic activity? LA listens to firsthand accounts of these horrific encounters and offers biblical answers to this alarming problem that will help individuals suffering these terrors find freedom in Jesus Christ. Also included in this phenomenal special offer is acclaimed writer, researcher, and investigator Vicki Anderson's brand new book, They Only Come Out at Night. This riveting page-turner reveals biblical answers to the mystery surrounding Asclepians, the ancient healing temples of servants and astral encounters, whether vampires and ancient threshold covenants are fact or fiction, who the primary targets of the entities behind sleep paralysis actually are, and whether or not you may be one of them, what your way out of the astral matrix really is, and so much more. But that's not all. You'll also receive the mind-boggling audio series, Doctrines of Devils. Listen as Stephen Bancars interviews Doreen Virtue, world-renowned former best-selling author and teacher of the New Age, as she explains her incredible supernatural journey out of the occult and into the arms of Jesus. This over 12-hour series features bonus interviews with Dr. Chuck Missler, Dr. Thomas Horn, John McTernan, Gary Bates, and many more on the subjects of ghosts, demons, and the supernatural. This is an exclusive offer for our SkyWatch television audience and holds a retail value of $85. Yours right now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Now you and your family can understand through a biblical lens what is really behind the dark weapons of UFO visitation, alien abduction, and sleep paralysis. The UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one on our Friday Five this week, for us personally, the biggest news of the week, was the passing of our good friend, Dr. Michael S. Heiser. He succumbed to an aggressive form of pancreatic cancer on Tuesday at the age of 60 and has passed into glory, where he is now witnessing with his own eyes the divine counsel that he has written and taught about for so long. Mike is the author of books that we highly recommend, including, most notably, The Unseen Realm, which is the theological foundation for what we do at SkyWatch TV, what Sharon and I do personally, the books that we've write, that we write, the teachings that we've given, founded on the idea that the unseen realm is populated with intelligent beings. Call them angels, if you will. That's too narrow a term, but it works. Who, like us, have free will. Mike's other books, highly recommended, Reversing Hermon, Angels, Demons, Companion to the Book of Enoch, Volumes 1 and 2, many others, all theologically sound, well-researched. But beyond that, Mike was a good man. Loving husband to Drina, father to their children, baseball, football fan, happy owner of a couple of pugs, Maury and Norman, and even a cat. Mike's teachings and his friendship literally changed the course of our lives and the course of our ministry, both personally and through SkyWatch TV. And SkyWatch TV is preparing a tribute program to Dr. Heiser that we will release through our channels on YouTube, Rumble, our app, Roku, Apple TV, and more here in the next couple of days. So keep watch for that. He will be missed. There is no one like Mike. It will take many of us to pick up the work that he began and carry it forward. Dr. Michael S. Heiser, we are blessed to have called you our friend. SkyWatch TV during the month of February is our thank you for your gift to support the work that we do. We'll send you a copy of the book by John McTernan. When Jesus sets you free, you are free indeed. This is if you're in the U.S. or Canada. For your gift of any amount, you decide on what you are led to give. We'll send you this book as our thank you. It is valuable information on how you can employ the Creator of the universe as your personal defense attorney in the courts of heaven. You find out more online at our website, skywatchtv.com, or use the QR code that you see on your screen, and thank you for your support. What's the connection between demons and the UFO phenomenon and sleep paralysis and night terrors? That's the theme of the program series that we're in the middle of right now, featuring L.A. Marzulli and Vicky Joy Anderson. Do not miss these programs. These phenomena are not psychological. They are supernatural. Our broadcast schedule is always available online, skywatchtv.com, but you can get right to the program right now at the website. Our video content is always at skywatchtv.com. You can find it also at our YouTube and Rumble channels right here, or add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. You can also download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, and that brings all of our video content right into your mobile device. You can download it. There's an audio-only option if you just want to listen. If you're driving, you don't want to be distracted by the video, you can just choose the audio option at the app, which also brings you news updates three times a week, important news that the mainstream media overlooks, we think sometimes deliberately, and a calendar of our upcoming events and more. Again, this is available for free. It works for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And we have links to their app stores to make it easy to find that app at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. And have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.